Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because we've got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar back in the building, so to speak. Jeff is the chief home officer. He is the author of so many books on home-based business and teleworking, including teleworking and telecommuting, including Safe at Home and on and on. He's one of the top experts in the world of micropreneurship. He was the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was an outstanding national SBA award. And he's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, even after this holiday break. It's all been good.
Hey, Jeff, I know that you guys were on the road. You and your family were on the road for the last 10 or so days, actually out of the country, up in Canada. But I also know that you're a sole proprietor. You're a micropreneur. If you take a nap, you're unemployed.
Right.
And so how does a guy like you take off a week and a half and go off on a trip like that with family? Do you disconnect? I know you're very successful, Jeff, but can you afford to just disconnect from everything, or do you have to plug in while you're gone?
I take off such time with great duress and stress. I think part of it is there's a couple things that come to mind, two of which are setting client expectations to know that I'm away and won't be available or will be available, but under these, you know, pretenses or these means, whether it's email or whether it's voice, you know, a phone call or whatever, but also setting up my business to operate remotely. As a home-based business, as a very small business, a micropreneur, as it were, I'm not one to leave my PC on when I'm away from home for an extended period of time, maybe
right.
A weekend, but when I'm gone for 10 days or so, I prefer not to leave it on. And so that leaves products like GoToMyPC and the like kind of out of the realm of possibility. GoToMyPC is a web-based application that allows you to log into your PC from any remote location.
Hold on. Slow down just a minute, Jeff. I want to come back to this client expectation thing. Because when I had consulting clients, when I had my consulting business, and I traveled for whatever purpose, either on business or with the family or whatever, you know, that was a very important thing for me to tell them. And what I tried to do, and for most of that time, I had a cell phone. I didn't always have a cell phone in my pocket.
Right.
You know, in the early days of cell phones, they were bolted to your automobile.
Exactly.
But still. I in those days, I at least said, you know, I'm always available. It might just take a little bit longer for us to connect. So I always told them that. I mean, I never told my clients that even though I'm on vacation, don't call me.
Right.
Or even though I'm on vacation, I always told them you can get me if you need me.
Right.
I felt my folks. My customers needed that because at that time it was just me. I didn't have any associates back in those days.
Right.
And so I felt like I didn't need to take a week off. And now the chances of them calling me were not great. It didn't happen all that much. But I felt it was important for them to at least know that I cared enough about their business that if they needed me, they could get me.
That's true, and I think that remains true today. But I think one of the things we have to keep in mind is I've done a fair amount of writing of late on my website, my blog, chiefhomeofficer.com, about tempering client expectations. And one of the things that happens when in any business is, especially in a home-based business, people know you work from home. They know you're available, you know, before 9, after 5, on the weekends. They know you're working from home. They know you're probably checking email. And that's obviously a different matter than when you're on vacation. But I think that, you know, I left a voicemail that said, I'm on the road until January 7th. If you need to get in touch with me, send an email to blank, and I'll be checking it frequently. I had my BlackBerry. I log on frequently using Gmail so that I can check my email, and I'm very responsive that way. I mean, the net is I was not completely incommunicado, but I tempered their expectations and sort of laid the groundwork to say, we're not going to talk by you know, the oral means, you know, sort of the spoken word, but you can get in touch with me if you need to. And trust me, there was a fair amount of work that went on, even to the point that I said to myself, I need to back off a little bit more. And I mean, we all need a vacation. And I think that there's times that you have to say, I'm not going to work. You know, my clients, if they need me, they can get me, but I want them to know I'm on vacation. And only get, I didn't say in an emergency email, I said email me if you need to, but I can always just say, you know, and that also leads to the laying the groundwork of calling those clients, say, look, I'm going to be on vacation, is there anything we need to nail down before I leave?
Beforehand, right.
Right, you know, and I think that's what it really boils down to, and I'll be available, but let's nail it beforehand.
Well, here's what's funny about customers and clients. I had every client that I had, except one, would honor the fact that I was on vacation, and only if they had an emergency would they actually call me. But I had this one client that he was actually my best client. No matter how much I told him what I was going to be doing and gave him all these instructions, He never used them.
Right.
He would call me and completely not remembering that I was out of town, and then after a while I'd have to tell him I forgot about that. You know.
Right.
Just be prepared. I guess my point is, be prepared. Some people are going to follow your instructions and understand the tone and the spirit in which you're giving it to them. And what you're trying to do, you're trying to be responsive, but at the same time, they get a vacation, you get a vacation.
Right.
And some clients won't, and you'll just have to deal with the two different kinds.
Right. And I think that's what it boils down to, is you know, I mean, I've fired clients who have just not jibed with the way I work. They've had tremendous expectations, overreaching expectations. I wrote on my blog recently of a client who, frankly, my sister-in-law, who has a client who just calls her on a Saturday and says, okay, I gave you something on Friday afternoon. You said it'd be done in 48 hours. I want it by Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, our contract never said weekends, 48 hours or two business days, you know? And so,
you let them right off into the sunset.
Absolutely. And they're the ones you don't return their calls when you're on vacation.
Do that before that you go on vacation, by the way.
Absolutely.
Those are the ones you call up and say, look, I'm going on vacation. You're fired.
You're fired. I'm going on vacation. Call me back in 2025.
When we come back, now that we got our customers' and clients' expectations and we've got them trained a little bit about what's going on, there's a little technology that we have these days that can help you out. And Jeff's the best at helping us understand how to maximize that and leverage that technology online, offline, and otherwise. And we'll do that right after these messages. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time with our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar, and he is the Chief Home Officer. And Jeffrey is all over both of my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com. He's contributed so much there over the years. You know, Jeff, we're going to have our 9th anniversary this summer.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. What does that say about how much of a life you and I don't
have? For this long, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it.
Well, Steve Martin's coming up in the second half of the hour. He's going to have a 10th anniversary in April. But Jeffrey has deposited so much wisdom on our site, folks, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check out all the things that we have available there for you, the show, the articles, the archives, the blog, the newsletter, on and on and on. And, of course, askjim.biz. And Jeff's an outstanding contributor to the answers that we have waiting on you at askjim.biz. So check those out. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And a lot of good stuff there, and very, very current stuff. You've got your website now designed where I mean, it's very responsive on a daily basis, isn't it?
we're posting daily, literally daily, new blog content and everything. My sort of working tagline for my website is all the stuff that makes home offices work. So we have stuff on motivation, on marketing, on technology, and it's not just the home office and it's not just the entrepreneur. It can be the teleworker who works from home. It can be the very small business if you run a small shop somewhere. You know, it says home offices, but it really is that micropreneur that we always speak about and the teleworker. Today's blog, for example, is on Don't Worry, Home Officers, Be Happy About Happiness in the Home Office.
And all that's free, right?
It's all free.
It's all free.
There's not
like
a stitch of paid content on there, and we're going to be adding more and more as time goes by.
Just use it to your advantage. Jeffrey, while you were on vacation, we got our clients conditioned and trained and their expectations under control, but still, you know, that's a long – 10 days is a long time to be away. I know you had to do some things, and you use remote technology because you don't take a laptop with you, do you?
I do take a laptop when I travel, but it rarely it only comes out if I absolutely need to get online. So
see, this is what I don't understand, because see, we don't go anywhere without our laptops, and we use them every day. When we even when we're on vacation, we check in, check our email. Even though we have Blackberries, we love our laptops. We have ThinkPads and we love them. But anyway, go ahead, talk to us about some of the online technology that you leverage.
Well, I've written extensively about the concept of software as a service,
SaaS,
as they call it today, or SaaS, excuse me. And we're seeing more and more of the online experience and the work experience moving to where you don't really need a hard desktop or even a laptop with hard applications on it. All you really need is an internet connection. And we've seen that most predominantly with services like Google, where you know Google just started out as a lowly little search engine, and now today it owns about 85% of the free world,
The free world, exactly.
But What I use it for.
In Google we trust, right?
In Google we trust. They say cleanliness is next to godliness, but by my reckoning, Google is much closer. But when you look at what Google actually allows you to do, for example, all my email comes through Google. So while I have Jeff at Chief Home Officer and Jeff at Jeff Zabar and you know a number of different aliases and domains that I work with, all of them get funneled through Google for a number of reasons. One, so I have a repository for all my email that comes through. Two, as of today, we're up to 6.3 gigabytes of free storage on my email. Think about that, 6.3 gigs of
and
free.
And do you use this as your primary email server, or is this just for when you go on the road?
Well, yes and no, in a sense. It is, or no and yes. I mean, it's my primary. Everything comes through it, but I use Outlook on my desktop. So, I mean, I still need something a little bit more functional.
Does Google have an email client?
As far as I know, they don't have an email client per se that is hardwired, you know, and located on the desktop. What you do is you log in, and then you have their Google, you know, application. Gmail is what it's called. They have Gmail open in front of you. And the cool thing about
it's basically,
it is,
but it's more of a browser than it is an email client, right?
Absolutely, it is a browser, but it's very functional in the sense that as long as it's open, new email loads. You don't have to hit F5 or refresh to have new email pushed out there.
So you literally could if you use Gmail, you literally could go anywhere on anybody's computer and get your email and do all that sort of thing, right?
A user ID and password gets you where you need to be. And more than that, and we're talking about the everywhere connected experience, I use Google Docs. Okay, so Google Docs is an application, it's a word processor where all your data, your documents are stored on there as well. So I have a half dozen or 10 documents
And you pay them how much for this?
I pay them eyeball space. So they get not a nickel out of my pocket, but I spend a lot of time on their site and frankly, you know, what they just give it all away. They give it away,
but it is ad generated. So I mean, they have a business model that involves ads. So you have to look at some ads. But do you like their? And we're about to run out of time. But do you like their word processing software?
For the most part, if you like Word, you like their word processing. In fact, more so. It's streamlined. It's very.
You like it as much as Microsoft Word?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I use at home on my desktop. It is fully functional, right. Does exactly what
and,
you
and,
need.
And does it cross-platform? If you send a document from their program to someone else, could they open it who didn't have Google?
Oh, absolutely. Or yeah. You can let them share it on your website. You can give them a link and a passcode to get them just to look at that one document.
How about that?
It with people.
Cool stuff. Hey, Jeff, we got more to talk about. Hope you'll come back soon, and we'll do that again.
Always.
Thank you. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Home Officer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.